And then we will go back to item 1143, please.
1143, declare intent to initiate local improvement district formation proceedings to construct street, sidewalk, and stormwater improvements and construct a mass arm traffic signal at the Northeast 42nd Avenue and Columbia Boulevard intersection in the Northeast 46th Avenue and Saratoga Court Local Improvement District.
Commissioner Daly.
Thank you, Mayor. This project is made possible by a partnership between the City, TriMet, Cully, the Portland Freight Committee, and property owners participating in the LID. This project will reduce the backlog of unpaved streets in Cully while also supporting the creation of hundreds of jobs at TriMet's new Columbia Bus Garage. It also supports PBOT's Vision Zero objectives, providing sidewalks and a new safe crossing along High Crash Northeast Columbia Boulevard, which currently has no signalized pedestrian crossings for a 26-block stretch, including the Northeast 42nd and Columbia intersection, which will be signalized. Signalized, that's a new word for me today. I would like to introduce Andrew Abbey with PBOT and Steve Witter from TriMet to present the project details to the council. Welcome, Andrew and Steve.
Thank you very much, Commissioner Udaly. We'll go ahead and switch to the presentation of... Thank you. So the first slide here is a map of the area of the LID. So the map on the right kind of gives you a general overview that this LID is north of Northeast Columbia Boulevard and west of Northeast 47th. Just pointing out here the map on the left side of the screen. That is the LID area, and the green rectangle that you see there is a new east-west street connection that we want to build to provide better access for these businesses. And I also just circled a couple of street names there to the south. One of the things that we've heard from property owners in this area is not only do they need their street improved, but the wayfinding in this area is a little bit difficult with three different street names in this area. You have Columbia Boulevard north of the railroad tracks. You have Lombard and Portland Highway south of the railroad tracks. So we're having some conversations about how to improve that. Here are the objectives of the project and the project scope. So we want to improve unpaved Northeast 46th Avenue. Just so you know, I've been getting complaints about Northeast 46th Avenue for 13 years. So this project is a long time coming. I mentioned the new east-west connection we want to build. Commissioner Udaly mentioned the new traffic signal. As a transit rider, I've had the very unpleasant experience of trying to cross Columbia Boulevard without the benefit of a traffic signal. So this will make it much easier to cross the street. We want to add street lighting to the area, relocate the bus stops in the area, construct a new stormwater outfall to the Columbia Slough. And just earlier this week, I met with the Bureau of Environmental Services Watershed Division. We are very intrigued about the possibility of PBOT and BEF partnering on some improvement to the Columbia Slough related to this project. So, Commissioner Daly, we might have another party for you to attend after that gets done. So,
oh boy, my favorite LID party.
Yeah, I can't promise a band though. So what I'm really excited about is this is the largest LID in the history of the city outside the central city, and it's going to the most racially diverse neighborhood in the city of Portland. So we have worked really hard to pull together all the different partners to make this a possibility. We're looking at an overall LID amount of nearly $12 million, and TriMet would be picking up a little over three quarters of that. We had a property owner meeting in September. We approached the other property owners, some of whom have been calling us for 13 years, and they said, we posed the question to them, we're already going to be building at least half street improvements for TriMet. Would you like to join in and build full street improvements? There was no opposition to this proposal when we had the property owner meeting in September, and all the property owners were notified of this hearing today. So a couple other things. We may be even expanding this LID a little bit further to build some relief points for buses on Columbia Boulevard. That's not included in the $12 million project total. And I should also note that TriMet is very generously funding some scope elements that were not part of their required development. So such as Northeast Saratoga Court. So this is what Northeast 46th Avenue looks like today. There's no stormwater management facilities on the street. It's in an industrial freight area. Street is really a wreck. Property owners have had a hard time keeping up with it. This is the north end of the street. One of the folks who showed up at my September property owner meeting said that he was now a grandfather. He had been trying to maintain the street since 1967. He was getting a little weary of doing it. He really would like to get the street fixed up and let somebody else take care of it. So if you look at the far end of that picture, what you have right now is you've got stormwater making its way into the Columbia Slough, completely untreated. And this project will treat that stormwater before it outfalls to the Columbia Slough. This is a picture that I took at the end of last month. This is Northeast 46th Avenue approaching Columbia Boulevard. This is a really difficult left turn maneuver to make. You've got a four-lane cross-section on Columbia Boulevard, no traffic signal, high-speed traffic, high-volume traffic. You're trying to look around that telephone pole on the left side of the picture. One of the reasons why we wanted to build that Saratoga connection is so that business owners, including but not limited to TriMet, could go out Saratoga to 47th and go to a traffic signal at 47th and Columbia. This is Northeast 42nd Avenue approaching Columbia Boulevard. This is where we are proposing to put a traffic signal in. And this will make it much easier for businesses to get out onto Columbia Boulevard. I drew a pink circle there around the alligator pavement on 42nd Avenue. We are going to reconstruct that portion of 42nd in concrete so that when TriMet buses start operating on it, we have a good pavement section for them. And I showed this picture to council a couple years ago, but this is an example of Marine Drive and 4th Avenue intersection where we similarly had alligator pavement many years ago. We rebuilt that Marine Drive in concrete, and after 22 years, our inspectors went out, and it was in perfect shape with all the trucks going up and down. So what we're really trying to do is spend just a little bit more money on this LID, but build something that doesn't become a maintenance liability for the future. And here's a recap of the infrastructure in Cully. So Cully has more than triple the ratio of unpaved streets as the rest of the city. They've got less than half the proportion of sidewalk coverage as the rest of the city. And as you can see here from the equity score, we have a lot of people in Cully that need this infrastructure that don't currently have it. So we're very pleased to be providing that. One other thing I would just note before I wrap this up and turn it over to Steve, that traffic signal on Columbia Boulevard is on the Columbia-Lombard corridor. Columbia Boulevard is among 8% of the streets in the city of Portland that make up 57% of Portland's deadly crashes. So we're very excited to be able to provide a safe signalized crossing on Columbia. So I just wanted to put things into perspective here a little bit. The last time TriMet opened a bus base was in 1980. Back in 1980, Portland had no light rail service, and the population of the metro area, not just Portland, but the metro area that TriMet served was a little over a million people. In 38 years, that's increased to over 1.8 million. Average earnings for employee has essentially quadrupled over the last 38 years, but I would also point out that the average earnings in Cully is about two-thirds of that, so prosperity has not quite made its way to Cully. And TriMet is still working with three bus bases, and they have a very ambitious service expansion strategy, and one of the reasons why PBOT had a sense of urgency with this LID is to hit the ground running and help build the infrastructure so that they could expand their services they have planned for the next few years. My final slide here before I turn it over to Steve is just to show you where the three existing bus bases are. The two dots that are in red are bus bases that are in Portland. Those bus bases are completely full. There's no room for more buses. And so any new service expansion, for example, in East Portland, they have to shuffle bus lines over to the Beaverton Garage, which is in yellow. And I was riding a bus last month. The Inner Northeast Portland is very strange to ride a bus that operated out of the Beaverton Garage to serve Portland. So there's a lot of deadhead time that the buses are having to do. And when TriMet opens up that bus base, they can spend less of their resources deadheading and more resources actually carrying riders and passenger service. So with that, I'll turn it over to Steve Witter.
Andrew, What's the word you're saying? Deadheading?
Deadhead. Colloquially known as windshield time.
Okay.
So that isn't stopping and picking up passengers and taking them where they need to go. That's just leaving the bus base and driving long distances.
Not the traditional definition of deadhead, but I'll take it. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Steve Witter. I'm TriMet's Executive Director of Capital Projects and Construction. Thank you, Commissioner Udaly, for supporting the LID to efficiently move and improve the transportation network in the Cully neighborhood. I also want to commend your staff, in particular LID Administrator Andrew Abbey. His diligence in leveraging economies of scale to the benefit of our community makes him a truly exemplary public employee.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Commissioners, to support TriMet's historic expansion of bus service, we need another bus garage, as Andrew mentioned. After a regional site search, we selected the property on 4421 Northeast Columbia Boulevard. In our search for bus bases, it was amazing that this one actually had the lowest deadhead cost and deadheading, just one more time. What kind of music they play in the bus, I'm not quite sure at that time, but essentially we have to get a bus out of the garage to where its route would start, and oftentimes that bus is empty and not generating fares. This strategic location will help us minimize our footprint in traffic and also bring jobs to the Cully neighborhood. In order to continue with our bus service expansion, we need to be up and running here within the next 2 years, so it's a pretty accelerated schedule. This LID helps us meet the critical schedule while leveraging additional street improvements for the community as needed and wanted for years, as Andrew mentioned. Our project's initial phase will include storage of up to 170 buses and jobs for about 330 bus operators, plus 100 maintenance, cleaning, and traffic management other support positions. We are pleased to contribute to this LID to improve the sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, traffic circulation, and the stormwater treatment in the Columbia Corridor. We're also in conversations with the community-based organizations about other benefits we can bring to the neighborhood, and we look forward to that ongoing collaboration. This is another effective partnership between the City of Portland, TriMet, and the community, and I thank you for your support. Back in 1980, I never remember the fare being 39 cents, but there we have it. Thank you.
Thank you.
That concludes
our presentation. We're happy to answer any questions Council might have.
Any questions? Commissioner Saltzman, did you?
No.
Public testimony, Carla.
Yes, we have two people signed up, Frank Josadis and Pia Welch.
Very good. Welcome. 3 minutes, please, and name for the record and the microphone slide around. Thank you.
Good morning. Frank Josadis. I work for Mackins Auto Body. We actually own a piece of the property in the LID. It's right on 4211 Northeast Columbia Boulevard. And we're putting a call center in there, and we have already been in the process to improve the sidewalks and stuff by the city, been required for the construction on it. We've been working on that plan since January of 2018, so we're totally behind the project.
Full disclosure, I am a Mackins Auto Body customer, but I did not know that Mackins was part of the LID until this moment. So happy to hear that it's going to benefit your company and your employees.
Good morning. My name is Pia Welch. I am the chair of the Portland Freight Committee. I also work in this area, so I wanted to come here just for a few minutes and say I'm very supportive of this project, and I'm looking forward to having TriMet as our neighbor. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you. Does that conclude public testimony?
That's all who signed up.
Commissioner Fritz?
That's very nice of you both to take the time to come to support. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Very good. Please call the roll.
Udaly?
Well, I'm becoming an official transportation nerd. I love these LIDs. This is particularly exciting one because of its scope, multiple benefits to the city, and collaboration with other bureaus as well as TriMet and the neighborhood. Wins on all sides. I'm very pleased to vote aye.
Fritz.
very glad that the community's voice has been heeded and that we're getting there after 13 years. That's actually quite fast in some processes. And I know that Commissioner Saltzman, you and Matt Graham have worked on this for a long time also. So thank you and Commissioner Hugh Daly for bringing this forward. Aye.
Fish.
Andrew, thanks again for your good work. I know a lot, you always make this look easy, but this work is really hard. And building consensus at the community level is what you do better than just about anybody I know. So thank you very much. Commissioner Hugh Daly, congratulations. And in these and in future efforts, I'm very pleased at the progress we're making and the partnership between the Portland Bureau of Transportation and the Bureau of Environmental Services, where we're leveraging our resources to get community wins. So very pleased to support this. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, thanks, Andrew, for, again, a great job. And this one has been around for a while, and it's great to have TriMet adding a bus base. Thank you. Aye.
Wheeler.
Thanks, everybody, for your hard work. Thank you, Commissioner Hugh Daly. Thank you, Andrew. Thanks to the whole team. I vote aye. Resolution's adopted. Thank you.